Our next guest is easily findable on Twitter at Earl Grant C of C. Head coach of the men's basketball program down at College of Charleston. He joins us now on the Quicken Loans guest hotline. Brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Coach Grant, how are you this morning, sir? Thanks for coming on.
Doing great, guys. Thanks for having me.
We appreciate it very, very much. Coach, take us back to the CAA final. You're down 17 against Northeastern. Weigh the emotions when you're in the deficit to after things are done and you are dancing.
Well, I mean, you know, we were down 13 at half, and we didn't play well, so I wasn't very concerned about the 13-point deficit because I knew we could play a lot better and make a few adjustments. But the start of the second half, we got down 17. You know, Northeastern made some big shots, and a couple of dagger shots got us down 17. And, you know, but I never panicked. There was a lot of time left. We had 17 minutes left in the game. Started telling the guys, let's chip away at it. Let's try to get it to, you know, 12, have a few little small mini games where we have two-minute mini games and get it down to 12 and work our way to 8. And so the guys really did a good job of staying composed, you know, and we kept chipping away at it. And obviously, we ended up winning the game.
Has adrenaline taken over following that? And it's been just sort of a, I'm a little tired from the long season, but the grind has just started. If we want to make a run, I'll sleep when I'm dead, basically.
Yeah, you know, obviously, you know, that second half and just the whole tournament, 3 days, you know, 3 games in 3 days, that took a lot out of us, you know, because we really had to fight to win it. You know how it is in a one-day league. It's a hard fight. It's a very emotional 3 days. And so we were drained after the championship, but we took a couple of days off. You know, we're going to get back in there today, try to have a short, quick practice where we sweat, get our cardio going, and try to get back in the rhythm. I do think this team is capable of a run. We got a lot of veterans. We got a lot of talent. You know, and things work our way, if we can get the right draw and the right seed, I really believe this team has a chance to make a run.
Talking to Earl Grant, head coach of College of Charleston, who is headed to the NCAA tournament for the first time since 1999. And Coach John Crest was the head man in 99, had a lot of success, and he was at the game. And I got to ask, who was more excited, John Crest, Bill Murray, or you on Tuesday?
You know, I was excited, but I was drained and tired. I think John Crest may have been more excited. You know, obviously John Crest, you know, our relationship dates back to 1995. You know, I grew up 10 minutes away from campus at the College of Charleston. I grew up 3 minutes away from where the championship game took place in North Charleston. My mentor was Greg Marshall. He worked for John Crest. And, you know, I worked John Crest camps when I was coming up as a young graduate assistant over the summers. So our relationship dates back, you know, to 1995. And so we got a relationship. He was very instrumental in me, you know, having an opportunity to get this job here. We talk a lot. We spend a lot of time together. You know, he's a mentor. And so, you know, and then this, the program that he built at the College of Charleston, obviously, you know, they went to 4 NCAA tournaments in the late 90s, but they hadn't been since. And I just think he really wanted it for the city, the school, but also I think he wanted it for me and the players.
You mentioned the run that they had in the late 90s, and our show is located in the D.C. area, Coach, so we remember 1997 when College of Charleston beat Gary Williams in Maryland. When you took over this job in the fall of 2014, did you feel like this program, despite the struggles and the ups and downs for about a decade and a half, could get back to where it once was in the late 90s?
Well, yeah, you know, you hit it on the head. 1996-97, I was a senior in high school, and Anthony Johnson was a starting point guard for the College of Charleston. And he went to Stahl. He had graduated from my same high school. LaRon Prophet was playing for University of Maryland. That's my cousin. I remember calling LaRon in 96 saying, hey, man, you guys got a tough draw in the first round with College of Charleston. And he kind of laughed at me and said, you know, a little bit major school, we'll be fine. And College of Charleston beat them. They upset them in that year. So, you know, I've known over 20 years that College of Charleston is a special place. Having worked at Wichita State and Winthrop, schools that didn't have football, that we were able to get to the NCAA tournament, I felt like College of Charleston had the potential to be you know, a Gonzaga in the Southeast. Based on how we built our facilities, our city, now that we're in the CAA, we left the Southern Conference about 4 years ago, and we only been in the CAA for 4 years. We won the championship, so I think we're making progress. It's a special place. It's a hidden gem, and, you know, we think that we can really, really do a good job building the program back up.
Once again, talking to College of Charleston's coach, Earl Grant. We'll find out where they'll be headed on Sunday. And, Coach, going back to that championship game, Scott talked about the comeback. Joe Chile was incredible. He scored the final, I think, 5 points of regulation and then just kind of went off 32 points. And for folks who watched the game, there was a really great embrace that you and he had after that game. What was that moment like with your senior guard?
Well, I mean, it was unbelievable. And obviously, that's why we coach. You never know after a big win or, you know, you never know how you're going to act after a conference championship game because it's no guarantee that you're going to win it. So it's like when it happens, you know, the emotion takes over. I think it was a mixture of joy and also a mixture of relief, you know, just, you know, because going into the tournament, you know, I had a few older guys that have been through a lot in terms of trying to build a program back up over the last 3 years. And I just wanted to make sure I do all I could to help these guys win the championship. And so I was relieved that we were able to do that. And also just the weight of the alumni and the former players having been in the NCAA tournament in so many years. And I had found out that it was our championship game was the seventh time since John Kress retired that we had made a conference finals. But we never got over the hump. And so I think they were starving. The fans were starving. You know, everybody wanted us to get back to the dance. So it was some relief and some joy in that emotion.
Coach, long season started off 2-2. How have your kids changed since the 2-2 start to all the way to 26-7 and a conference championship and a conference tournament championship?
Well, yeah, the 2-2. I mean, obviously, you got to make sure you understand. We had Wichita was one of those two.
Yes, they were.
yeah, you know, so that was a different situation, and we didn't have Jarrell Brantley for the first 11 games. Our starting power forward, you know, he had sprained his knee the day before our first game. We were about to play Siena, and so he missed the first 11 games. And so, you know, I think some of it is, like I said, you know, playing at Wichita, where they had an unbelievable crowd, and they got up on us in the first half, and, you know, and we lost that game. So I just think we kept working at it, you know, kept you know, sticking together, staying true to our core values, focusing more on the process than anything else. And we just kept getting better. And, you know, by the time we got into the CAA play, we were healthy. We were healthy, and we were able to get off to a good start and make a run.
Really nice piece in the Rock Hill Herald down there in South Carolina. It talks about you and then your time at Winthrop and your relationship with Greg Marshall. I love the question that pops into your head whenever you see a recruit. Could this kid play for Coach Marshall? There is more, but talk about your relationship with Coach Marshall.
Well, you know, I met Coach Marshall 1995. He was an assistant for John Kress, and we had a summer league, a midnight basketball league in the inner city. And, you know, him and his wife, they came out there one night. It was the only two white people on the park at 11 o'clock on a Friday night. And, you know, in a tough neighborhood. And so that's where I met him. I was a junior in high school the summer. And, you know, he kept coming around to the high school. I started to, you know, come downtown to play pickup with the players. And so our relationship goes back to then. And then when I was in junior college in 1998, I was coming out of junior college. He had just got his first head coaching job at Winthrop. He tried to recruit me there. The timing didn't work. I ended up signing with a Division II school in Georgia. And we stayed in touch. And I was at the Citadel coaching in 2002. In 2004, he called me and said, "Hey, look, I got an opening at Winthrop. You want the job?" Never interviewed for it. He hired me at Winthrop. We had great success. And then we went out to Wichita State and built that program up. And so our relationship is pretty strong. I spoke to him yesterday. He's very ecstatic, very excited about what's happening here at College of Charleston. I know they're starting their American Conference tournament today down in Orlando. They play today. So, I mean, our relationship really, really is strong. Obviously, he's my mentor, and he's been unbelievable for me over the years.
Coach, congratulations on a wonderful season, and it keeps on going. As you mentioned, you played Wichita State back in the middle of November. You hung with Rhode Island in the middle of December. So good things are ahead, and good luck to you and Cougar Nation. We appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. That's head coach Earl Grant, College of Charleston men's head basketball coach. Follow him on Twitter, @EarlGrantCofC. #CougarNation.